From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. On President Donald Trump's final day in the White House yesterday, California's attorney general filed 9 lawsuits challenging his environmental policies. As Nicole Nixon reports from our partners at Capital Public Radio, the slew of last-minute lawsuits is a legal strategy and a political one.
Becerra filed a handful of lawsuits against Trump's weakening of greenhouse gas regulations and the Endangered Species Act. But incoming President Joe Biden has already said he'll undo many of Trump's environmental and immigration policies. So why file these last-minute challenges? Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson says there are a couple reasons.
One, there's always the possibility that the Biden administration could reverse course, but a court could say, no, you can't. So you still want the lawsuit there that tries to undo the Trump administration actions that way.
There's also plain old politics. Becerra elevated his national profile by filing a grand total of 122 lawsuits against the Trump White House, and that may have helped him nab the nomination to be Biden's health secretary, a post that requires Senate confirmation. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
California officials are pinning their hopes on President-elect Joe Biden as they struggle to obtain coronavirus vaccines to curb a surge that has packed hospitals and morgues. Doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been arriving haphazardly as they make their way from the federal government through the state and finally to counties, cities, and hospitals. San Francisco's public health department says it's likely to run out of vaccines tomorrow. But Mayor London Breed and others say they're hopeful that Biden will provide more resources for vaccination. California this week surpassed 3 million COVID-19 cases. As the number of COVID-19 cases continues to rise in California, there are some signs that things may be improving, if only slightly. State Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galli says the surge in cases and hospitalizations from Christmas and New Year's travel and gatherings was not as bad as it could have been.
The hospital numbers, for the first time in quite some time, we've had decreased numbers. We saw an 8.5% decrease in the last 14 days, and then similarly a decrease on ICUs over the last 7 days.
Galli says the state is not out of the woods by any means and that people must continue to wear masks, maintain social distancing, and obey regulations intended to preserve public health. He added that none of the 3 regions of California still under a stay-at-home order appears ready to join Northern California and the Sacramento region in relaxing restrictions. California is shortchanging small California counties when it comes to federal COVID-19 relief funds. That's the conclusion of the state auditor. Cap Radio's Ed Fletcher has more.
California counties with more than 500,000 residents receive nearly twice the state and federal relief funding per person compared to the 42 counties with fewer than 500,000 residents. State Department of Finance officials defended the allocation by arguing that the most populous counties have more COVID patients. But the state auditor's office pointed to several smaller counties, Imperial, Kings, and Lassen, whose infection rates topped the state.
We believe they should have allocated it on a per-person basis.
That's Margarita Fernandez, a spokesperson for the auditor's office. She wants to ensure low-population counties have the tools they need.
That's the risk. The risk is that some of their needs are not met.
While much of the funds were allocated by the federal government directly to large counties, Fernandez says the state should allocate its discretionary funds more equitably in the future. Ed Fletcher, Cap Radio News.
In a windstorm that fanned brush fires, toppled trees, and left thousands of Californians without power is focusing its remaining energy on the southern end of the state. Strong winds were still blowing this morning, but they've tapered off. Utilities are restoring power in some areas, but customers in other areas remain without electricity as utilities try to prevent their equipment from sparking wildfires. Forecasters say a low-pressure system moving across northern Baja California will draw subtropical moisture into Southern California during the night. Flash flood watches are posted for the eastern mountains and deserts. Snow is expected to fall at elevations down to 5,500 feet. And here on the Northern California coast, the surf is absolutely beautiful. You can find more news at KALW.org or follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional, national, and international news all day long. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.